One, hi, Walter, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Okay, good. Walter is, and here's his card, Vice President of Environmental Affairs and Industry Sustainability for the Consumer Technology Association?
That's correct.
Okay, so tell us what that means. And it's good news. Great.
That means I represent the industry and work on environmental issues and sustainability issues for the Consumer Technology Association.
So, you know, I mean, you're this is great, okay? And we do many, many shows on sustainability,
yes,
on water, and every aspect of it. In fact, good news in corporate world is usually the sustainability and their outreach of good corporate social responsibility. How come you guys are doing that? I mean, you seem to have a lot of companies here, but you're an industry organization, an association. How come you're doing that?
Well, sustainability is really a core component of most companies' business models. You really can't ignore it at this point and be a successful company. So that's why, you know, when you see things like what happened, with the Paris Climate Conference, these are priorities of governments, and they're also, therefore, they're priorities of corporations in order to make the world more sustainable. And certainly our products do have an impact on the environment, and a lot of companies are working to reduce that impact and try to make the world a better place.
So now today, I unfortunately missed it because I was driving around trying to find a parking lot. This is a big place.
Yes, it is a big place. That's true.
And you have many, many, many. How many organizations do you have attending?
Well, we have more than 3,000 exhibitors and 2.4 million net square feet of exhibit space. So that is up. That's good for us. That's good for the industry. Specifically today, this press conference related to some donations that we make as the Consumer Technology Association to local organizations that are doing things in the sustainability field and also in the education field. So today we were happy to announce contributions, one to an organization who specializes in making gardens at schools as a way to both to teach youngsters new skills, and also there is an association of gardening and young people and success academically. So that's something we're very excited about supporting. We supported them last year as well.
I love it. Oh, we love it. Okay, I actually was has helped start Nature on PBS.
Ah,
and
yes.
We helped create the International Day of Water with the United Nations. So your subject of what you're doing in your outreach here, I know you had the mayor of Las Vegas, right?
That's right. The mayor was here. We also had representatives of other organizations that are receiving gifts. We're also expanding out and getting more into supporting educational efforts to encourage entrepreneurism here in the local community. One thing that's really important to us is we come to Las Vegas and we bring a lot of business here, but it's also important to give back to the community, particularly on sustainability issues. In previous years, for example, we did a donation that allows the iconic Las Vegas Welcome to Las Vegas sign to be powered by renewable energy. So we're very excited about that one. We also have given money for homeless shelters to put solar panels to reduce their energy bills and also to reduce their carbon footprint. And so we're very excited that we can do this. Also, for the first time this year, the day after CES, we're using the gold parking lot for a recycling event that Samsung is sponsoring. Very pleased that Samsung's stepping up and sponsoring that for the community. So as residents of the area have outdated electronics they want to get rid of, and they can recycle them responsibly by bringing them to this event Sunday the 10th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Here in the Gold Lot at the Las Vegas Convention Center.
This is our good news. I mean, you know, this is our story because we love to support Samsung and your organization, which we did an interview as well at the Unveiled in New York City a month or so ago. You guys are really cutting edge in a sustainable way.
Well, great. Well, thank you. We appreciate your interest in sustainability and also in CES, and hope you have a good show.
All right. Last two quick questions.
Yes.
What is good news for you?
Good news for me is a good CES, a good environment, and a sustainable planet.
My last question, because we're very involved with the International Day of Peace, and we're throwing a party on September 21st, along with hopefully billions. 193 countries agreed. It's the United Nations International Day of Peace. So I've asked thousands of people, what does peace mean to them? And so I would like to, if that's okay with you, because I think some of the things we're talking about is what makes peace. What does peace mean to you, Walter?
Well, I think for me, peace means connections between people at a human level. That's one of the exciting things, actually, about our industry and the products is it brings down, we're bringing down the barriers between people, social media, new ways for people to connect and to maintain relationships. That's got to be good for peace. That's got to make the world a better place, and it's very exciting to be a part of it.
Well, thank you very much, and I agree 100%. I think that old cell phone or whatever the next technology is, with a good message is, we'll be able to get into a good 7.5 billion, we'll probably have about 8 billion by now, or 9 billion by now. But I think with technology, with the right people, with the right message of love and harmony and connection, like you're saying, I think we're going to be okay.
I hope so.
Thanks.
I hope so, too.
Thanks so much.
All right, thank you.